Good morning. It is AM Tampa Bay with Jack Aaron and Jeff and Natalie, your pace cars on the information highway here, and Jay Ratliff, our day trading expert, on board right now. And apparently the impeachment talk has been good for the markets.
You know, I'm sorry, Jack.
There, you there, Jay?
I am. I was going to say it's not really hurt, that's for sure, because what we've been hitting a record high almost, what, every week it seems, and that's been the case of late. So it's not really, as we've talked about since the beginning of this, not something that the money on Wall Street is overly concerned with at this point in time, and they really don't see the president being removed from office, which means his policies, which are very pro-business-sided and very good for the country and the economy, are going to remain in place, and things continue to fire pretty much on all cylinders.
For investors, because everything's going so well right now, is this a time for people to jump in or kind of stay on the sidelines, Jay?
You know, Aaron, when the markets that are all-time highs, a lot of people think that's a great time to jump in. I always think you just need to be really careful. I look at things from a stock-specific standpoint, not a market overall. So if there's a certain stock that's suffering just a bit, it's dropping a bit, and you have a predetermined price on where you're going to jump in and then sell that stock, I think certainly that's the game plan to follow. The problem is, a lot of times, if you don't really understand what's going on, you play follow the leader and you rush in, you might be coming in at a time when the market's getting ready to pause, pull back just a bit. And most of the time, again, historically, which you have to throw out the window when it comes to President Trump, because we've rewritten what historic means, we tend to see kind of a softening the last couple of weeks of the year as people say, you know, I want to cash out here, here, and here, lock in things from a tax standpoint before, you know, the last trading day of the year.
Well, as the saying goes, buy low, sell high.
It is, and you know, Jack, the Dow's up 20% or so for the year. It stands 6.3% away from 30,000 on the Dow.
Oh man, that is
incredible. I'm telling you,
it is just.
We crossed 26 and then 27. Hey, we're at 28 and we're going up, and we're thinking 30,000, which before was just, yeah, unthinkable, is actually in line right now. And of course, Boeing's dragging things a bit as well with their announcement that they're halting production of the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. And guys, that's a perfect example of investors marrying their stock and just refusing to let go. Earlier this year, that thing was at $435 a share. They had the MAX crashes. Stock continued to bounce between 380 and 390. And investors were allowing themselves to trust Boeing executives who said, this is going to be a matter of a few weeks. You know, we're going to have the thing resolved. People hung on to the stock. But this is the same company where employees of Boeing admitted to lying to FAA inspectors, airlines, airline pilots, flight attendants, and mechanics. But investors believed, well, you know, they're telling us the truth. Well, of course, all that kind of came to an end when the company had to announce that the aircraft's not really going to be returning to service by the end of the year, as they kept assuring investors. And that's one of the reasons the stock has dropped now down to $326 a share and continues to drift down.
Well, one other quick thing, Jay, and that is, which presidential candidate does the market fear the most? And I'm assuming it would be Elizabeth Warren, who is a pretty heavy socialist.
It would be, and primarily because her positions at this point, and of course what a candidate, you know, talks about and what they do in office many times other than the current president are two different things. The thought is that she would absolutely be the worst thing in the world from the economy standpoint, because you can't get any more anti-business than a socialistic a game plan. And if any of the initiatives she's talking about were put into motion, where you don't have money to pay for anything that's really being proposed, I mean, it would be something that could just absolutely, rattle the markets in an unprecedented way. So there's a lot of concern as we move into the new year as far as just who's going to be the front runner of the Democratic Party, who's going to challenge President Trump, and then we'll have a little bit clearer view of what's going to take place. But, yeah, a very succinct answer, Elizabeth Warren is the one that they would prefer not to see at the top of the ticket, because they don't want to have the chance of any of her, you know, socialistic policies being implemented, which, again, the idea years ago that any of this stuff would even be considered as serious discussion is now, you know, front burner discussion for the left side from a political standpoint. And that's very surprising and alarming as well.
Well, you'll find Jay Ratliff at daytradefund.com, and you will find him right here on the radio again next week.
And thanks. Jack, you guys have a great day, and a lot to be thankful for today.